As the temperatures warm and layers of clothing come off, our skin begins to show. Many people may notice strange bumps or moles that have grown from last summer. Fitting that May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Earlier this month, a group of doctors at Ozark Dermatology Clinic in Fayetteville rolled out a new online dermatology app, just in time for Melanoma Monday last Monday. About 30% of dermatologists in Arkansas came on board to diagnose skin issues of about 100 patients across the state. I mean, we use our smartphones for everything else. Why not for healthcare? The idea for the app was about 4 years in the making. It began with a website, the Online Dermatology Clinic, which really came about, says Dr. Christopher Schock, out of frustrations of being a dermatologist.
One of the frustrations in our practice, and with every dermatologist that we hear from our patients, is how long it takes to get in to be seen, because there's a relatively few number of dermatologists. And so that's one problem. The other problem is in medical training, only dermatologists really get trained to examine the skin and to diagnose the skin. And so primary care doctors don't have that much background in it. So we came up with an idea of how to share information with primary care doctors, give access to our patients, give more expedited access to patients. And so we thought, why don't we use our computers and smartphones? And so we created a whole video tutorial program where we have doctors teaching patients with videos online. And then over time, we just kind of together developed the idea of using teledermatology.
The photographs with smartphones are so good now. Dr. Schock says that when properly trained, a dermatologist can diagnose a problem with a picture in about 80 to 90% of cases. He likens it to me going to a basketball game.
If you were to go to Bud Walton Arena and your aunt was there, I wouldn't know who she was, but you'd know her as soon as you'd pick her out of the crowd of 17,000. You know exactly what she looks like, and it's the same thing for a dermatologist. You know, when you see a rash or a skin cancer, for the most part, it's instant recognition. And so, that's why teledermatology works so well.
As Dr. Schock mentioned earlier, it takes a while to get into a dermatologist. There are so few, partly due to the extensive training the specialization requires. After 4 years of medical school, there's 1 year of training in general medicine, then 3 more years to train in dermatology. He says the app serves as teletriage to determine if a patient needs to come in, if at all, and get the patients that need to come in quickly.
You know, there are cases where people have melanoma and go for months waiting to be seen. And by the time they finally get in, that cancer can be more advanced. In some places, the wait is over 6 months to see a dermatologist, and that's unacceptable. I guarantee you, if that doctor had known that a patient had a melanoma, that person would not wait 6 months. The doctors want those patients seen more quickly, and this is a triage, an effective way to triage patients and get them in.
Early detection is key in curing melanoma and other skin cancers. If found early, they say the cure rate is almost 100% with minor procedures. But once it breaks free from the skin, the 5-year survival rate is low. Here's Dr. Eric Stewart on melanoma.
Of course, there's different kinds with different levels of severity, and of course, the most serious type being melanoma. And bad thing about melanoma a lot of times is it's asymptomatic. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't itch many times. And people don't realize that something that's so asymptomatic could be such a problem. And so the ability to see more melanomas and more unusual moles through this system, hopefully if we can just catch a few of these that someone who doesn't have time to come into clinic or is nervous about coming into the doctor, if we can just catch a few of these this way, then it would be worth it.
The doctors diagnosed at least 4 cases of skin cancer in the week leading up to Melanoma Monday through use of the app, and they're still waiting for more statistics to come in. In preparation for my interview with the doctors, Dr. Schock suggested I download the free online Derm Clinic app and try it out, just to see how easy it is to use. It was easy. I had to create an account, which didn't take long. Dr. Schock had given me a promo code, because there is a fee, but it's similar to the copay at most doctor's offices. I was able to choose my doctor, and I chose Dr. Schock. It's best to find one in your area. Then I took a picture. At first, I wasn't sure that I had anything that needed to be checked out. Then I remembered a small pinkish bump on my chest that had actually been drawing my attention for a few months. I took 3 pictures of it in my bathroom, late on a Sunday evening, and submitted them. When I arrived at my desk on Monday morning, Dr. Schock had sent a response to my email inbox. Here's what it looked like from his end.
So this is the doctors have their own end where they log into it, okay? So it's separate from the patient end. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the chart. I'm going to go to your report because that one, this is your medical record, so you get to see it. But this is our view. And so we've got these buttons on this side that have function, tell the doctor what they can do with this. When they see the report, they have different functions. They can send a report. They can send it with a disclaimer, which is what we sent you, saying that, hey, this looks worrisome. You're going to need to be evaluated in person. There'll be a diagnosis, too, that you get to read about. But this is a disclaimer letting the patient know that, trying to emphasize the fact that this may be a skin cancer.
Kind of scary, right? Dr. Schock says all of this information is stored on HIPAA-secured servers.
And there's your information, and here are the images we get to see. We have this nice little tool that zooms your image. You can see that this, in your case, is this little pink little bump, kind of a nondescript pink bump. And then I can read your history that you say that it's been present for a few months.
It's pretty high-tech. The doctors worked with high-tech people in developing this program. Here's Dr. Stewart and Dr. Kevin St. Clair on how easy it is for the doctors to use.
And the ease for the doctor of making this work was really his work. I mean, Chris did such a good job of storyboarding this to make each button intuitive and work properly to come out smoothly for the doctor as well as the patient. So
the patient is notified the report is ready via email. They'll get to receive an email saying, hey, your report's ready. You'll sign in. You also have the opportunity to ask questions. If you have a question, you can ask the doctor. The doctor will receive an email and can respond through the site via email.
I didn't have any questions because I knew I'd be in that day, though I was not prepared to be taken into the exam room. But that's exactly where Dr. Schock led me. I sat in a fancy new chair under those big bright lights and let him check me out. The app eliminates some of that intimidation because many cases can be solved via the app.
So there are a couple different things that can do that. One of them is called a Spitz nevus. It's a type of a mole. Usually Spitz nevi are removed. We actually surgically excise them because a very small percentage of Spitz nevi can actually be skin cancer, in fact, be melanoma type skin cancer. And so when we're looking at things like this, we want to think, okay, what's worst case scenario? We don't want to miss something, right? Do no harm. So when you have a little nondescript, little pink bump that's relatively new, not going away, it's not a pimple, it's not a ruptured cyst, those should go away in a couple of weeks. In this case, you do need a little skin biopsy there.
And so he biopsied it. I'll get my results next week. The doctors say they had a good time developing the program and learning about the technology side of it. But their favorite part is the first-of-its-kind humanitarian aspect of it, things like Melanoma Monday. But also, a local pediatric clinic will be going to parts of Mexico this summer, and they'll be using it. They'll be sending images to the United States, here in Fayetteville, to solve problems in Mexico.
You know, one of the things that all of us do when we get out in medicine is, you know, we want to, you know, make a difference. You're trying to help people.
To get started, from your computer, go to onlinedermclinic.com. From your smartphone, download the free Online Derm Clinic app from iTunes or Google Play. This is Ozarks at Large.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, still more new blues releases like Jimmy Vivino and the Black Italians, Papa Chubby, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, Peter Novelli, J.J. Gray and Mofro. Here this Friday night at 9 o'clock on the Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.